Chapter 10, Cooperation with Christ. The Sabbath school teacher should be a laborer together with God, cooperating with Christ. Do not be content with a lifeless, formal religion. The object of Sabbath school work should be the ingathering of souls. The order of working may be faultless, the facilities all that could be desired, but if the children and youth are not brought to Christ, the school is a failure, for unless souls are drawn to Christ, they become more and more unimpressionable under the influence of a formal religion. The teacher should cooperate, as he knocks at the door of the heart of those who need help. If pupils respond to the pleading of the Spirit, and open the door of the heart, that Jesus may come in, he will open their understanding, that they may comprehend the things of God. The teacher's work is simple work, but if it is done in the Spirit of Jesus, depth and efficiency will be added to it by the operation of the Spirit of God. There should be much personal work done in the Sabbath school. The necessity of this kind of work is not recognized and appreciated as it should be. From a heart filled with gratitude for the love of God, which has been imparted to the soul, the teacher should labor tenderly and earnestly for the conversion of his scholars. What evidence can we give to the world that the Sabbath school work is not a mere pretense? It will be judged by its fruits. It will be estimated by the character and work of the pupils. In our Sabbath schools, the Christian youth should be entrusted with responsibilities, that they may develop their abilities and gain spiritual power. Let the youth first give themselves to God, and then let them in their early experience be taught to help others. This work will bring their faculties into exercise and enable them to learn how to plan and how to execute their plans for the good of their associates. Let them seek the company of those who need help, not to engage in foolish conversation, but to represent Christian character, to be laborers together with God, winning those who have not given themselves to God. In studying the Scriptures, in manifesting an unselfish interest in others, in doing those things that will please the Savior, you will grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Let every teacher and scholar ask, "What can I do that can be counted as good service to him who has died that I might live?" The Master gives this answer, "Seek and save that which is lost." You are to work in Christ's way, with patience, with interest, with determination, that you will not feel discouraged as you work for time and eternity, believing that Jesus can do much through human ability consecrated to his service. What higher privilege could we desire than to be laborers together with God, making the most of our entrusted powers, that this very work may be accomplished? When young men and women are sober-minded, and cultivate piety and devotion, they will let their light shine forth to others, and there will be vital power in the church. It would be well to have an hour appointed for Bible study, and let the youth, both converted and unconverted, gather together for prayer and for the relation of their experiences. The youth should have a chance to give expression to their feelings. It would be well to have a judicious leader chosen at first, one who will talk a little and encourage a great deal, by dropping a word now and then to help and strengthen the youth in the beginning of their religious experiences. After they have had a little experience, let one of their number take the leadership, and then another, and in this way let workers be educated that will meet the approval of God. Behind our duty. In our efforts to help the youth, we are woefully behind our duty. We have had great light, but we lack in zeal and earnestness, and have not fervency of spirit proportionate to the privileges we enjoy. We must rise above the chilling atmosphere of unbelief with which we are surrounded, and draw nigh to God, that He may draw nigh to us. We must educate the youth, that they may learn how to work for the salvation of souls. And in educating the youth for this work, we shall also learn how to labor more successfully, becoming efficient agents in the hands of God for the conversion of our scholars. We must become imbued with the spirit of earnest labor, and lay hold upon Christ, claiming Him as our only efficiency. Our minds must be enlarged, that we may have a proper realization of the things pertaining to eternal life. Our hearts must be softened and subdued by the grace of Christ, that we may become true educators. Let superintendents and teachers inquire, "Do I believe the word of God? Am I giving myself to him who hath given himself for me, suffering a cruel death upon the cross, that I might not perish, but have everlasting life? Do we believe that Jesus is drawing the souls of those around us, even those who are living in impenitence and do not respond to his drawing power? Then, in contrition of soul, say, 'Master, I will draw with all my powers of influence, I will draw unto thee. I trust in thee and in thee alone to touch and subdue the heart by the power of the Holy Spirit.'"